my life and my love dear, are yours to command. I stand here before you, my heart in my hand, I'm yours. All the world knows I'm yours, and I only hope and pray that someday I'll hear you say,
WMFO.
On the web at WMFO.org.
Leave room for your growth tomorrow.
You better get up and go. Baby, pack up all of your stuff.
Good morning, everyone. This is Jacob, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Over Easy.
Welcome. I'm Bianca, and this is my first Friday in with Jacob, and I'm very excited.
BCAPS is back. If you've been following us since our career, I'll do a quick recap.
There we go.
The genesis was sophomore year. We really came on the scene. Everyone was like, Who are they?
Who are they?
Who are they?
What are they doing?
How did they do it so good?
What are they talking about?
And who do they know? and then we vanished.
Well, then we became a thing. Oh, you're right.
We had a whole year of, you know, just being.
Mm-hmm. 2016 to 2017 was strong.
Right.
We had a Sunday at 10 a.m. time, mm-hmm. which was really perfect given we're Over Easy.
Right.
We love breakfast.
And then what happened? Junior year hit us like a storm.
We didn't do our volunteer hours.
And you know what? That's wrong. And we've learned our lesson.
Yeah, we've learned our lesson.
Right. And then we left the scene.
And then Jacob went abroad.
I left the country, but Bianca held steady.
I knew we needed to do our volunteer hours if we wanted to get a show senior year. So I did one sophomore year. Or junior year at 7 a.m. It was early, but it was so worth it.
So she put in those hours. She put in that work. And then, you know, this semester we started... We had a rumbling start because Bianca couldn't come, and we tried to hold it together as best we could. But now
I'm here.
We're freaking back, all right.
Next semester we're gonna be every week.
So yeah. So in honor of that, here's "Golden Days" by Whitney. Not of those golden days.
Like
Hey, Jacob. I was wondering. Also, great song choice.
Yeah, that last one was Shark Smile by Big Thief.
Love it.
Yeah.
So I was just thinking, we kind of rushed from our apartment to get here.
Right.
We didn't eat breakfast yet.
Right.
We love
right.
breakfast.
Oh, my God. Love.
Love it.
For those of you who don't know, we were giving the synopsis of the show.
Right.
It's breakfast themed, more or less.
Over easy. We love our eggs.
Love our eggs.
Sometimes over medium.
Honestly,
you know?
Honestly, we should have called. No.
No, that would have been weird.
No, it would have been a weird name. But we do like our eggs over medium.
Eggs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Anyways, I was thinking, like, what are we going to do for breakfast after this? What are you feeling like you want to eat? Are you craving anything?
So, you know, it's possible. Yes. On one side of it, I'm craving some Union Square donuts.
Oh, my
you
gosh,
know?
Yes.
On the other side, maybe a cheesy omelet with some sweet potatoes, some caramelized onions, with some well-seasoned and well-done hash browns on the side.
Hash browns.
Maybe wheat toast and some fine jam to tie that all together.
But what kind of jam?
Ooh, raspberry.
Raspberry is my favorite.
I was between strawberry and raspberry, but I also like blueberry. But usually, you know, diners don't have it.
Yeah.
Just fine.
We should get some jam for the house. I'd love that. Sorry. Wow, that just made me so hungry, though. I want a cheesy omelet with sweet potato and caramelized onions. Man. But I also could totally do, like, French toast with some bananas.
Oh, and, sure.
Like, glazed maple syrup drizzled over, you know? I'm feeling that, too.
Yeah.
It's really hard to pick the sweet or savory breakfast. I have trouble with that.
I know. And you know what? I love diners.
Diners.
Because they...
Have you been to Kelly's,
throwback.
Right?
Kelly's is amazing.
I've never been there.
It feels like a walk through a time machine.
That's cool.
It's cool. And, you know, speaking about a walk through a
time machine,
here's this song that was really popular in 1947.
That was a great transition.
Thank you. nakupenda malaika, malaika, nakupenda malaika, ingekuwa maliwe, ingekuwa dada, nashindwa na mali sina we. Ingekuwa malaika, nashindwa na mali sina we. Ingekuwa malaika,
pesa za somo roho yangu, pesa za somo roho yangu, ya mwani fanyeji nikia
kidege, akuwaza kidege, kidege, akuwaza kidege, ingekuwa maliwe, ingekuwa dada, nashindwa na mali sina we. Ingekuwa malaika, nashindwa na mali sina we. Ingekuwa malaika, malaika, nakupenda malaika, malaika, nakupenda malaika. Ingekuwa maliwe, ingekuwa dada, nashindwa na mali sina we. Ingekuwa malaika, nashindwa na mali sina we. Ingekuwa malaika.
Thank you. they swim. The water's full, the water's full, the water's full of naked bodies swim.
So, I have an autumn outdoor exercise PSA for you guys. Autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. ... And this is a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Yeah. Agreed. Bianca and I saw a really incredible tree on our walk over here.
It was really yellow, but still kind of red.
Mm-hmm. Almost, it looked like fire.
Kind of
it was amazing.
Like, yeah. Okay. That's fair.
Other stuff. It looked like tons of stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah, get up, get to a park, get to a Mystic Valley Parkway, maybe Walden Pond. I'm sure is beautiful this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
If you have the time, yeah, the Fells, oh, sure. If you have the time, you can get up north.
True.
Go New Hampshire. Maybe we may have missed that,
the peak. I remember,
foliage
though,
color, but you
2 years ago when I went to hike, like the Chai Pies, I think, in mid-October, we peaked and I look out and I thought the valley was on fire. Like, I truly thought it was on fire because it was all red, but it was just peak foliage. It was so beautiful.
Amazing.
I was really stunned, honestly. Anyways, go check it out. It's pretty, pretty.
It's pretty, pretty. Anywho, here's another tune.
I'm not afraid to die.
That was The Glow by Selvan Esso. Jacob, that was a great choice. I really enjoyed that. Selvan Esso has actually been an artist that we love to listen to a lot.
You know, really, really strikes the heart of our friendship and our lives, you know?
Absolutely.
It's a cornerstone. So,
I wanted to ask you, and I know the answer to this, but I want everyone else to hear. Jacob, what are you going to be for Halloween? Well, Halloween's around the corner, so in college you kind of do Halloween on the weekends before it actually happens. So what are you going to be tonight for pre-Halloween?
So, you know, as I've been for many years, I'll be a sandwich for the fourth year in a row.
That's amazing.
It keeps me grounded.
What kind of sandwich, though?
So this is what we were discussing. I think I'm going to be a bagel and cream cheese. Mm-hmm. Maybe some lox.
Maybe lox.
So
he's going to wear actual lox.
So I do need... I'm probably not going to use actual lox, but I will... And caper, sorry. We have a special guest in the studio and caper.
Shout out to Sean.
Yeah. Bagels and lox.
Great.
I do need a suggestion for the actual type of bagel I'll use. I don't know what type.
Everything.
Yeah, maybe if I find everything.
It could get messy. It could kind of start to drip.
But then
that kind of gives you a little more authentic flavoring. Because if you're wearing a white shirt and the flavoring gets onto you, then it looks more like real cream cheese than just...
I would be sesame.
You would be the sesame. You'd be the whole deal.
Because it necessitates a real bagel, the costume.
Exactly.
Right.
And it would
probably not real lox.
I don't think you should just do a plain bagel.
No, definitely not.
No, not right. Okay. I'm glad we talked about this.
What are you going to do for Halloween?
I don't know, man. I was thinking of just dressing in some really crazy clothes. A lot of random articles of clothing. And when people say, what are you? Ask them, what do you think I am? And just see what they think.
Nice.
And then just go for
Gaslight
that. Gaslight them. Exactly.
Perfect.
Okay. So... We swapped seats, and I'm going to play some songs now. And this first song, when I listened to it, it made me think... Have you seen that Pixar movie? I forget which one it is, but it opens with that little short, and they sing a song, I Lava You. Do you remember that?
No.
No? Okay, it's about these two volcanoes. Anyways. I heard the song called Angelina by The Other Favorites, and it reminded me of I Love You, just like a really beautiful guitar strummy song. Okay, let's go. Angelina.
blind, still drunk on wine, a fool such as I. Take a dread from the side of your mouth as you smile and offer me life, queen of the dive bar fiends, queen of the in-betweens. Where have I seen you, Angelique?
Last night of a sign that read the end of love, and I remember thinking, even in my dreaming, it was a good line for a song. We were a family pulled from the flood. You tore the floorboards up and let the river rush in, not wash away. Like my grandmother, so many years before me. And I've always been in love with you. Could you tell it from the moment that I met you? And we were a family pulled from the flood. You tore the floorboards off, let the river rush in.
right, that was The End of Love by Florence and the Machine. My friend recently showed it to me and I went, whoa, that was beautiful. I just love when she belts her heart out and has the harmonies behind her. It's so powerful. I don't know what you think, but that speaks to me.
Power.
Power. So speaking of power, it makes me think of oatmeal.
Honestly, yeah.
Yeah, it gives you power for the day.
Powerful food.
It's fuel. So
fuel. Food is fuel.
Food is fuel. And oatmeal, maybe, that fuel, is that a soup? A chowder? No, like a cereal? How do you categorize oatmeal?
Well, you understand, I'm coming from a really particular
background,
academic persuasion in which I...
Okay.
I'm an orthodox believer in the unifying theory of foods.
Oh, can you share that again?
All foods are either salads
or
sandwiches or loaves.
Loaves?
Loaves. I guess loaves.
I've never heard the third one before.
Yeah, so sometimes it's deemed as cake.
Oh.
Loaf. But if we're talking about like a more, you know, normative definition of soup.
Uh-huh.
I think an oatmeal.
It's
a salad. I think oatmeal is a soup or chowder. I think that's a
soup
fair
or chowder, yeah.
Way to.
But if you had to put it in that,
dignify oatmeal, and I think cereal is also a soup.
Yeah.
Why would cereal be different than gazpacho if gazpacho is a soup? You
okay,
know?
So actually, it's kind of curious. I looked up the definition of soup once, and I think it needs to have like a vegetable or meat kind of broth or like fishy broth. I don't think it can be sweet.
A cream broth.
Like the definition of a soup. Yeah. Soup. I'm trying to look up the definition right now. Okay. It's a liquid dish typically made by boiling meat, fish, or vegetables in stock or water.
Typically made.
So I guess it's not all encompassing.
Gazpacho. Nothing's boiled.
Gazpacho.
No one would argue that gazpacho isn't a soup.
That's true. No, it's... it's a soup.
It's cold, though.
It's cold. Do you like that? Are you into cold gazpacho? Because gazpacho is cold. Okay. What am I saying?
But cereal is cold. I think cereal is rightfully a soup.
Yeah.
Oatmeal is boiled oats. I think that's a soup. But,
yeah. Why it's not? In water. Yeah. I agree. That's all. Okay, so I'm going to bring it up a little bit. The next song is by Luis Del Mar. It's like a very percussive song, and I enjoy the beat. Kind of gets me going. Okay, so this is called Painting Masterpiece.
And I don't know what should we hear. Helpless as a kitten up a tree. feel like I'm clinging to a cloud. I can't understand. I get misty just holding your hand. Walk my way and a thousand to play, or it might be the sound of your hello, that music I hear. I get misty the moment you're near. Can't you see that you're to do? Don't you notice how hopelessly I'm lost? That's why I'm following you on my own. When I knowing my right foot from my left, my hat from my glove, I'm too misty and too much in love. Too misty and too
was Misty by Ella Fitzgerald, and she is amazing. Always gets me every time.
Every time.
I hope you saw my clever transition there. I went from Misty Morning by Lawrence into Misty. So, thought that was kind of fun.
Really clever.
Thank you, Jacob.
Really, really clever.
Okay, so every show we like to end with a banger, and today, well, honestly, every time we end with the same song. So, here's to No Surprises, Side Pony, oh, by Lake Street Dive. And then final thing, this is Bianca, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks so much for listening. We're so excited to do this for you.
This was over easy, and we'll be back
in two weeks. Two Fridays from now. Awesome. Okay, Side Pony.
I got a pair of the hair on my shoulder. It's a pair and it's there and it's bolder. Like I show you my cards, I'm no folder, 'cause I'm a soldier. Against everything square and unsightly. Yes, I know I look good, so don't fight me. All I need is a clip for a scrunchie, and then I'm ready. Because I rock a side pony. Baby, I'm just living my life. Because I rock a side pony. You've been in my stable, and I see you whenever I'm able.